When I tell y'all, I have the best friends, the best mixed group of women and men who do all types of career things in life. I have friends who have their own practices. I have friends who are engineers. I have friends who work in construction. I have friends who own their own business. Friends who work corporate. Friends who do their own photography and have a very great life. And I have friends who have kids, friends who don't have kids. We get to discuss the things of the world that are not clicking for other people. And today, I'm going to speak on one, okay? Welcome to She Gets a Pod. Y'all already know who I am. Don't be a stranger. DM me, email me, or call me, okay? I'll put the number in the show notes. We can discuss anything. But today, for episode 23, we're discussing why do you as a woman want to be a stay-at-home mom, okay? Now, I did an episode on Cozy Womb Podcast, I want to say earlier this year or last year, on stay-at-home moms. But as a woman, as a unmarried, I am the head of household in my house with two daughters. And I was raised by a mother who was once a stay-at-home mom married to my father. I'm going to tell you what it was when I was a child, and I'm going to tell you what it is now, right? And the mindset you have to be able to sit in that position of being a stay-at-home mom, and how you really need to understand every stay-at-home life for a mother is not the same. What kind of man did you marry? What kind of support system do you have? Will you be crying on social media one morning when you realize you have a man who works but cannot provide the relationship you need or the life that you envision for yourself having as a stay-at-home mom? And once women and men understand the mindset behind what this is, people are going to make better choices. And I love a world with people making better choices. Don't you? Welcome to She Gets a Pod. Let's get into it. Bye. A lot of these thoughts are going to be fresh off the cuff. Shout out to number three. But some will be jotted from my notes because this is very fresh. This is coming off of a great discussion I was having with Juice and Toy. Shout out to them. Follow Your Average Joe podcast. Follow Chilling with Juice podcast. Okay, my brethren and then. Okay, wagwan. All right, so I have separated stay-at-home moms with a man who has wealth or riches versus stay-at-home moms who also bring in income, because there's a difference, okay? Now, follow me. The life and the lifestyle of a stay-at-home mom who is married to a man with riches, I'm talking at least $250,000 plus per year that he's bringing in, and then some in 2025 or more, or someone who's coming from a life of money, of wealth. Maybe he was a trust fund baby. Maybe his parents made great investments and he follows suit. I don't know. But they live a very good life because they have that income, all right? If she married this man and they had children, this is the mindset, this is the what I'm putting down, okay? Understand the foundation. That woman could probably stay at home, not clean, not teach, and have an open schedule, meaning there is nowhere she has to necessarily be. She makes choices on where she wants to be every day. All right? And she can do that, and he doesn't mind that because he has people to take care of whatever else is needed. All right? That sounds great, but every woman doesn't have the mindset to do this or wants to do this, right? But I think in a lot of minds of women who who say, you know what, I want to be a stay-at-home mom, they think they want this, okay? And they think they're going to marry a man that can provide this type of life. Follow me. This woman might have a nanny because that man has the funds to go ahead and take care of a nanny, regardless of her being home with no job, okay? She can go shopping if she'd like to. It can be for the house, it could be for her, or it could be for the kids. She can use up his credit cards that he has because she is also a user on those credit cards. He'll probably leave her with lump sums of cash. And this man is probably not at home most of the time because most men who make a lot of money have busy schedules, have to make sure certain work is going to get done so they can get paid, or they're off in other countries or states working or having other lives or other wives or other mistresses. But in her mindset, she has to think, do I care if this man is dating other women? Do I care if this man has other outside relationships? Or is she just there for the lifestyle? All right? Follow me. This woman can take naps if she wants to. This woman doesn't have to worry about what time is it? Do I have to pick up the kids? Do they have a snack? Because this man has provided enough money for snacks to be purchased by the nanny. That's part of her job description that he pays for. Okay. She doesn't necessarily have to cook every day because there's probably somebody who comes to cook for the week. What a luxury. Okay. But again, she married a man that can provide this type of life. She doesn't necessarily have to wait for him to come home. Maybe she doesn't necessarily know if he's coming home today. She doesn't care to check. Okay. She's not calling this man all day. She's not sitting on the phone with this man all day because this man is very busy. He has other shit to do. And so does she. All right. She can make time to go out for lunch with her friends midday because her friends are also probably other women who stay at home and have very wealthy men who can provide a lifestyle so they can hang out during the day when the rest of the adults are doing adulting shit. Okay? Follow me, okay?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In app only.
Maybe he gives her an allowance that is very high. I'm talking in the thousands per week. Why? Because he can afford so. Why? Because he just wants to. Why? Because she can ask for that, or sometimes she doesn't even have to ask. It's just a given. She has access to it, okay? Is this woman happy? She might be if her focus is material things, having things, having money, having options, and she doesn't necessarily need this man's time. She doesn't necessarily need this man's presence all the time. She doesn't necessarily care for the one-on-one with these kids all the time. There's somebody that's going to take them to practice. There's somebody that's going to drop them off at school. She doesn't necessarily have to. There's somebody that's going to cook for them. She is basically the incubator of these children and the woman that has access to this man's money. All right. Is this woman bored? She probably isn't bored because she gets to buy things to entertain herself. Okay. Does she have a savings? I would hope this woman has a savings. But what is she saving for? She might be saving for a new bag she would like to get or clothes she would like to get. If she's smart, she should be saving for emergencies. She should be saving for maybe this man might wake up one day and not want to be married to me anymore. What type of life would I have? What type of life was she living prior to meeting this man? Was she living off of other men funding her lifestyle? Probably. Or did she come from a household where they had a lot of money and she didn't have to do anything for herself? Probably. Or did she just look up and find a man, date him for a while, and he chose to marry her because she was around. Probably. Okay. Some women, this happens. Okay. Does she have an emergency fund account for if this man gets hit by a car, if this man falls out the sky from his airplane, if this man is murdered, if this man cannot make the money that she's used to him making to provide the lifestyle that they have, does she have the emergency savings? Most women today do not think it through. Most women today do not think about, does this man have life insurance? Is the life insurance enough to cover up the house, to pay it off, to cover the expenses of the house, to cover up over the education of these kids? Because most people who get to provide this lifestyle, their kids don't go to public school. They go to private school. Private school costs money. Okay. One of my children go to a charter school, and the money that I have to dish out in uniforms cost money. The money that I have to dish out in insurance for a computer that is not theirs, that they're just borrowing for the year, costs money. The money that I have to dish out to getting particular dance shoes for a dance class for the next 9 weeks costs money, right? And so think about it. Think about it. These people that live this type of life are not living a lifestyle where they're spending small amounts of money. They're living a lifestyle where they're spending a lot of money month to month, and they can afford so. If you are a woman and you did not marry a man who has this type of richness, this type of wealth, and can provide this lifestyle for you, stop fucking asking for it. Stop making it be the standard. If it's a personal standard for you, great, have that. And I hope you find the man that will provide that and be good to you and be decent and have integrity and not embarrass you and not put you in harm's reach. But it's very rare, okay? Most men that provide this type of wealth have in their minds that they get to do what they want to do. That pertains to lots of things. I'm not going to get into that. But y'all know what I'm talking about. Now, let's move over to the stay-at-home mom who brings in income. Okay? Let me just tell you, as a woman that is single, meaning I am not married, I am the head of household in here. There's no man in here helping me. Okay? I have two kids, and I'm quote-unquote hybrid, meaning I don't go to the office every day, but there is a time in each month where I have to be in the office for work. It is not easy to be a stay-at-home mom and work. It's not easy. You have to be very disciplined in order to be in this position. You have to be very focused, and every day you are on a schedule. My schedule starts at 5:30 a.m. every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Okay. And on Saturdays, sometimes I give up hours to help my family get things done. Sometimes I give up hours to spend quality time with my kids that I cannot spend throughout the week. On Sunday, I'm trying to figure out how I can do something for me every day, mind you, which is another hassle. And I do podcasts because that's how I give back to myself. I love doing podcasts. I love talking. I love thinking. I love learning. I love collaborating with people. You know, it just makes me feel good. Every day I do something for me. Don't forget that. That's what's going to bring me peace. Okay. On Sundays, I try to schedule shows, prepare the kids for the week, know what my schedule is, know where I need to be, know what's coming up, and I prepare for that. That is mentally exhausting. Okay. But a stay-at-home mom, if I was married, do you think my life would be any easier in the aspect of scheduling? No! Because now I have to add this man's life into my schedule and the children he will have, because I'm only interested in fathers. If you are not a dad in real life, do not waste your time over here, okay? I'm only interested in a dad who is involved in his kid's life, All right. Because I feel like they understand me more so than a single man that just thinks I'm nice to look at and I might be interesting to be around. Okay. Pause, because that is a lot. And a lot of men don't get that. I will not be the mother of your first child. So don't look over here like I'm the golden ticket, because I'm not. Okay. Been there, done that already. All right. A stay-at-home mom who has to bring an income, that man works, you might stay home and have an online business or a remote job, but you're bringing in some type of passive income, meaning you don't have to do a lot of manual labor in order to get this work done and bring in this income, but you are working, right? You might drop off the kids and pick them up from school or get them from the bus stop. I do that. You cook. I do that. You take care of the kids, meaning you go over their homework. You check if they have any signed papers. You talk to their teachers. You pick up project stuff. You end up doing projects. You go back to school mentally when they bring math homework to you. You check punctuation. You see if it's neat. You talk to them about integrity. You have to smell their bodies after they come from school for 8 hours. You have to tell them to shower. They might say, why do I have to shower right now? Because I said so. Mentally exhausting, but I do that, right? Their dads do not deal with them during the week like I have to deal with them. But I do that and I work, okay? I clean the house while I'm working. I just did laundry. It's 1 in the afternoon. Laundry is done. I have to put in a load of whites while I'm working. In about 30 minutes, there's a child that's going to come off of the bus at the top of my street. I'm going to have to get off the phone while I'm working to go meet that child so they can get off the bus and get in my house, right? That's me. Ain't no man doing that. Their dads is not doing that. So a lot of times, dads, even if you're married to a woman that is staying at home and working and bringing in some type of income, they get an ease of knowing my house is being taken care of. Their mom is there, so somebody's at the house. I don't have to drop them off in the mornings and rush to work. I don't have to rush from work to go pick them up. I don't have to worry about a babysitter because their mom is home. But it's a lot of work. It's a lot of mental and physical labor, okay? You might even have time to get off of work to go take that child to do activities like gymnastics, soccer, football. And that costs money. Them uniforms are not cheap. Those fees are not cheap. When you have to wake up at 6 a.m. on a Saturday and you've been working all week because you put your child in activities that cost buku money, that's very taxing on your body. When do you rest? Okay? So we have to stop thinking and being a stay-at-home mom is very easy, because it's not. It is not the luxury that y'all thinking it is, unless what I was talking about earlier, you married a man who is very wealthy and rich and can give you the luxury of a stay-at-home mom, okay? And that's what a lot of women out here are looking for and think it is, and it's really not. All right, let's go back to the stay-at-home mom with income. Maybe you combed your hair today. Maybe you didn't. There's a lot of moms who are just like, fuck it. I'm in a t-shirt. I'm in a hoodie. I haven't done my hair. Can't tell you the last time I've been at the hairdressers. I don't go to the nail shop a lot. The basics of the...
You are now listening to another Shambi Potting podcast, of course. And if you want to listen to the other podcasts, there are other options on shambipotting.com, such as We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Creator, Cozy Womb, She Gets It Pod, Call Me When You Get Off, The Real Relationship Rapport. You can also support all these podcasts by leaving a review and listening to the episode from start to finish. If you would like to purchase merch for these podcasts, you can on the bonfire at the Shambi Potting Spot, link in bio. Also, repost the clips when you see me post them. I appreciate it. Okay. And you could also subscribe to YouTube on the YouTube channel, Shannon Pods. Again, you could find me at Shambi Potting, hashtag Shambi Potting, TikTok, Twitter, IG, and the website, shambypotting.com. Now back to the show.
A nail shop right now is going to run you at least $120, $130. And that's hands and that's feet. And that be the most basic shit, okay? That luxury mom that's staying at home, she's getting her nails done, her hair done, her body wax, lashes, all on that man's dime. The woman that's staying at home with income, she has to figure out, can I go get my nails done before I have to cook dinner today with the kids? Do I even want to bring the kids? Can somebody wash the kids so I could go get my nails done? She cannot do her hair in the middle of the week unless she takes off work. She cannot go to a doctor's appointment in the middle of the week unless she takes off work. And then she still has to figure out who's going to pick up these kids from school because I'm probably going to be in traffic coming from my appointment. You see where I'm going with this? Stop thinking a stay-at-home mom life is what you want, because it is still very difficult. You are on a schedule being a stay-at-home mom, bringing in income that will help your household survive. So this whole mentality of, I don't want a man where I got to go 50-50 on shit. Every relationship is 50-50. You do something, I do something. You do something to make me happy, I do something to make you happy. You do something to comfort me, I do something to comfort you. You bring me joy, I bring you joy. It's effort. So are you really telling me you want to marry somebody who you don't want to give effort to? Are you really telling me that you're going to calculate everything you do for someone that you chose to marry and be with and have kids with? Because when it comes to me, when I like a man, when I love a man, when I think a man deserves to be supported, I'm not counting and tallying what I did for him versus what he did for me. Because that's not the basis of why I'm there. And a lot of women have this mentality of, I don't want to be used. I don't want to do more for somebody than they're going to do for me. Then y'all got too far in a relationship you shouldn't be in. Because every relationship, your friendship, your family ship, your romantic ship, having sex sessions about give and take. You think you're going to come in here and nut and I'm not? Why did we start fucking anyway? You know what I'm saying? Everything is about a give and take. Why are you measuring what you're doing in your relationship tit for tat? When did it get so transactional and why? Because once your relationship gets very transactional, that's the point where y'all should not even be in it anymore. Because you're not there because you love this person. You are not there because you want to see this person be the best in life. You are not there because you care about this person's well-being and you want to see y'all children be great in life. You are there to see what you can get versus what they get. And that's a fucked up situation to be in. But a lot of y'all marriages and a lot of y'all relationships is that, which is why y'all relationships and y'all marriages is not goals for me. I am not jealous at all because I see right through that bullshit. It is very corny and crusty. Anyway, let me continue on this list. A stay-at-home mom that's bringing in income, her income might be used for the savings account. Her income might be used for emergencies. Her income might be used for the kids' needs. Her income might be used for the family vacation. But her income is not solely being used for just her. That man is not paying the mortgage. That man is not paying for trips. That man is not paying for everything that the kids need. That man is not paying for everything that woman's need. And she is not going to just use her income for solely her. Unless that woman is very selfish and fucking vindictive. Okay? So, I ask, what type of stay-at-home mom are you trying to be? And if you're trying to be a stay-at-home mom as a single unmarried woman, I'm not saying you can't do it. You can do it, but that income has to be helping you save, spend, and provide. Okay? Save, spend, and provide. Because whoever you had kids with, it is not for you to be living off of what he's providing to take care of those kids, because y'all are not married, okay? So stop thinking all I have to do is have a baby with somebody who's really rich and then live off of his money. Please, woman, grow up. Grow up. It is 2025. The median household income is not what it used to be. If I am not making at least $275K per year living in Georgia, I will never be comfortable. I will never sit back and kick my feet up and think everything's dandy. Okay? And I'm not saying you can't live off of less, but I'm saying if I'm not bringing in that threshold of an income, you will never see me sit back and do nothing. I don't even think I'm mentally capable of doing nothing. I have 6 podcasts. I have 2 kids. I have nephews and nieces that I would love to be the go-to aunt if they need something that I cannot be right now because life is fucking expensive. Okay? I have family that I would love to be able to help them in emergencies. I have places I would like to visit that cost fucking money. I have shoes I would like to put my feet in one day that I would like to wear. I have fucking college debt that I would like to pay off so them hoes will stop calling me. I have credit cards that I need to pay off. So I am not in a position to sit in a house with kids and do nothing and say, I just want to be a stay-at-home mom. There's no way. Even if I married a man that's really rich, mentally, I cannot see myself not bringing in an income because I do not feel good personally when I'm not bringing in an income. I've been bringing in an income since I was fucking 16 and it was legal for me to fucking work. Okay, I am 38. I will continue to bring in an income. Even when I quote unquote retire, you will see money and checks coming into my account. What are we talking about? So to be a woman in this life in 2025 and live in America and you feel completely comfortable putting your life on the back of a man who's imperfect and can be harmed at any time, any day is ridiculous to me. It is full of audacity because anything can happen to him. And for me, when I'm in a relationship with a man, my goal is not to put my life on his back so he can carry it. My goal is to make sure I can make our lives easier. I can make our lives better. Your life has become a plus with me in it, not a negative. I'm not leaving you at a deficit. And there's too many women out here thinking all I have to do is exist and a man should be able to pay for everything in my life and his. There's too many women out here thinking all I have to do is pop that pussy one time, have his baby, and he should be able to fund me until my casket drops. That is audacity. And just because you have a couple of men doing it for you doesn't mean that's the standard for all the men. And I say this, and I'll say this to my casket drop, and I'll go to my deathbed with it. The standard in life will change and improve once men have some dick discipline and start creating boundaries for women who are out of pocket with their audacity. Men lead and they set the standard. So if you think what a woman is demanding and asking is out of pocket, it's not her fault because there was a man who was willing to send her that Cash App for conversation. There was a man willing to send her money to see her toes. There was a man willing to send her money for a picture to just be able to be around her. So a lot of women are taking a couple of moments with insecure men who set the bar really low, and they're trying to make that the standard for everybody. No, there's a lot of men who peep your hustle. Respect, but I'm not with it. There's a lot of men who understand that you just want to sit back, not do shit, and be taken care of, and they don't see you as worth it. And that is their judgment, and they're allowed to have their judgment on what they think you deserve. Your job is to say, oh, you think I deserve that? Well, I don't agree. And y'all should part ways and not deal with each other. But the issue is, women are saying one thing and men are saying one thing and y'all are not agreeing and y'all hoping one of y'all cave. And then y'all are trying to be in a relationship with that person that cave and you expect them to be happy. And the reality is Once you peep that somebody wants a relationship that you are not willing to provide, y'all need to go y'all separate ways. Once you see that your man is not rich, that you are saying yes to with that ring in that marriage, once you see that your man is not coming from wealth and is not going to provide you the stay-at-home mom life that you're thinking you're going to get, you should not be agreeing to that. If you get into a relationship with somebody and y'all discuss what y'all marriages should be like or what you would like it to be like, and it starts to click and it starts to match, then that tells you, hey, this person might be a possibility to marry, have kids with, and I can be a stay-at-home mom and do these things because these things are going to bring me joy. These things are going to make me feel fulfilled. But if as a man, that is not the type of wife and mother to your kids that you would like, why are you still pursuing that relationship? If as a woman, this is not the type of man that you want to be the father of your kids and the supporter of you in a marriage, why are you saying yes? Why are you still there? And why are you willing to have his babies? Because for me, for a Black woman to sit, carry a child for 9 months and give birth vaginally in a hospital in America, that was me trying to die twice. Because most of the time they leave us on the table dying because we gave childbirth and they didn't look at our numbers and make sure we was okay after we gave childbirth. They ignore us in those labor rooms. It doesn't matter if I have money or not. That's the reality. When a Black woman gives birth to your child in this country, they are taking the opportunity to possibly die to have your kids. So the audacity of you to allow her to have your child and you not support her as your child's mother. The audacity of you as a man to give her a hard time. So, do you want to be a stay-at-home mom? Because I watched my mother for 8 years be a stay-at-home mom, married to my father, who owned his own barbershop and worked as a barber, who loved to gamble his money that he made, who owned property in Philadelphia, who was an immigrant coming from Jamaica, not born in America, who had a house. Our house had never had the lights off, have never had the water off, was always clean. My mom always cooked. My mom had side jobs. She did upholstery. She made hats for the church ladies. She made wedding dresses. She would babysit. And every appointment, my mom was taking the trolley, the train, the bus to get us there before time, on time. Any school project, my mom was up till 10 o'clock at night doing school projects with us in the kitchen. Homework, my mom was helping us with homework. So stop thinking being a stay-at-home mom married to a man who has money is where it's at, because a lot of women out here do not want to do the work. A lot of women out here do not want to be a parent. They just want to have kids to be able to get in a man's pockets. And for men, be smart with your dick, because when you recognize a woman is out for your pockets and she really doesn't give a fuck about the kids y'all will make, you have to stop. If you nut, make sure it's in a rag. Please, but do not nut in women whose mindset is already fucked up and you already peeped it. Did I say everything I need?
She Gets a Pod will be right back after this message. It's fall again. Everyone's going to be bundled up, hiding inside under their coziest sweaters, under their favorite throw, watching their favorite show. Because most people like fall, like me. You're supposed to be with people you care about, people you love, people who make you laugh. But what if you don't have those people? That returning dark cloud might be back. You don't feel in the mood for fun. You're missing people because, you know, you just don't want to be the victim again. You don't want to be the reason why everybody's sad or everybody stops having their fun, because you're feeling a certain type of way, so you're quiet about it. But some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp. and see what options you have to speak to someone and be heard, because we all have things that we're carrying that's a bit heavier than the next person. And usually fall time, when it gets a bit darker, when less people are available because their schedules are so busy, we need someone to talk to. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can professionally help you with the tools to work through your thoughts and feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month, so stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show.
Did I say everything I needed to say? Shit, my titties is hot. I'm sweating, but I told y'all everything y'all needed to know. Thank you so much for checking out She Gets a Pod. This is another one I'm truly enjoying. And as a stay-at-home mom, that was my alarm that went off for my lunch. And there's going to be another alarm that's going to go off at 2:20 to remind me to get my child off the school bus. This is the life of a stay-at-home mom that brings in income, that is not married. So I'm not leaning on a man to do it. My life is not on the backs of a man. And this is another thing before I get the fuck out of here, because I did talk to the boys about this. Most men who want to provide a stay-at-home life for a woman, their dicks get hard after the fact that I want to be the only way you get to sleep here, eat here, have clothes in your closet, and have options in your day. It does something for their ego. It's not out of love most of the time. It's not because they want to be genuine and they want to take care of you and they want to give you a princess life. Most of it is out of control. Because unfortunately, due to society and other people teaching them this, a lot of men don't feel like men unless their money tells them that they are a man. Unless they have a lot of money, unless they have a lot of things, and unless they have a lot of options. A lot of men do not trust, and they do not see the point in women having options and choices. And if they are with a woman and she continues to work, that is a window of opportunity that she has an option to leave him, because she can provide what she needs for herself. And that sometimes becomes very threatening for some men, not all. So be mindful of a man coming into your life and saying, hey, I see you working hard. I don't want you to do that. You should have an easy life. Come be with me. I'll provide you a life. You don't have to work. Blah, 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 blah. That's about control, baby. Always, as a woman, keep a stash for emergencies. Keep a stash just in case a man changed his mind about you. Keep a stash to make sure your children are good. And save your fucking money, even if a man is providing a life and he tells you, I don't need your money. Girl, bring in something! Because you are a human dealing with other humans. And humans are imperfect. Humans can change their mind at any time. And life be happening. And a lot of y'all don't even have life insurance on the people y'all with, that y'all having your whole lives on their back. And that, to me, don't make no goddamn sense. But again, I am out because my alarm went off. And my life is not on the back of no man. I gotta do this shit by myself for the time being. But I am not excluding a man to come in my life and make my life easier. But you have to be an add-on. You cannot deplete me. Not my energy, not my kindness, not my sexiness, not my funniness, and not my beautiful energy that I use to get shit done. So you either come into my life to make my life easier and happier, or you stay where the fuck you at. My name is Shan. This is She Gets a Pod. You know, I just wanted to give y'all the honesty, because the honesty is what we need, men and women, okay? This stay-at-home mom life is not for everybody. I've been going to the gym every fucking morning after I drop these kids off and I give them breakfast and I make sure they have lunch. And I come back in here and I take a shower and I make myself breakfast and I work for people who get on my fucking nerves. That's a lot. That takes a lot of self-discipline, and that I have. Get you some, and get you some audacity to do the right thing in your life and make the right choices. Because men, y'all lead, y'all set the standard, women will follow. You want better women in society? Have some dick discipline. Okay? I'm out.